大家分享我读神学院嘅时候有一个有趣嘅故事。
It didn't happen to me. I just heard it through from my friend that it happened to.
这个故事咧就唔系关于我自己嘅，系发生喺我一个同学嘅身上。
Now his name is John, or at least you think it's his name is John, and he's a fellow student just like myself.
咁佢嘅名叫做阿 John， 佢同我一样系读神学嘅，系我嘅同学嚟。
So we're basically very similar people. We go to the same school. We have similar hobbies. We have similar passions in Jesus and in worship and in the Bible. And we're at similar age.
咁其实咧，我哋两个都好相似嘅。我哋去同一间学院啦。我哋对侍奉主有同样嘅热心啦。咁我哋年纪都差唔多嘅喎。
But the one thing that was most different about us was our appearance. You see, my friend John, although we're in similar age, he doesn't really look his age.
我哋最大嘅分別咧，就係我呢位朋友阿 John 咧，雖然我哋話年紀係差唔多，但係佢嘅外表咧，望落去係好唔似嘅。
To put it frankly, he looks really old.
好老實講咧，佢係望落係好老嘅。
For some reason.I don't know, but he looks really old. He has more wrinkles than usual. He has less hair than usual. And everyone thinks that he is much older than he actually is.
不知道為什麼他有很多皺紋，他又不是很多頭髮，看下去就比他真實的年紀是老了很多。
So then one day he tells me that him and his friend Danny, or at least you think his name is Danny, they meet up with a few people.Korean pastors at a church meeting.
咁有一日咧，佢话俾我听，咁佢同佢个朋友咧，咁即管佢个朋友就叫做 Danny 啦吓，咁就去一个教堂嗰度，教会嗰度，就同一班韩国牧师有个聚会。
And so in this meeting, there are about four or five other pastors around this round table, just about to start their formal meeting.
咁喺呢个地方入边咧，就有四五个牧师咧，就坐喺一个圆台旁边，就准备系开会。
So Danny, who is just a friend, he walks into the room first, but the pastors they don't get up. They just continue talking, and maybe they make eye contact with Danny. They maybe say hello, but they don't move.
咁 Danny 咧，佢行入去呢个房嘅时候咧，咁嗰啲牧师咧就继续讲嘢，望下佢啊，咁都有打招呼嘅，但系咧就系继续坐喺度。
But when my friend John walked into the room, all the pastors immediately got up, walked over to him, and said, "Oh, hello, Pastor. Hello, 牧师. Hello, 牧师."
咁我呢位朋友阿 John 行入去嘅时候咧，嗰啲坐喺度嘅牧师咧，哇！即刻起身走埋去同佢握手，啊！牧师你好，牧师你好咁。
And John said, "I'm not a pastor. I'm only 26 years old."
咁阿 John 就话：我唔系牧师嚟噶，我得26岁咋。
It's really funny that my friend, who is similar age as I was, he just based on his appearance alone.Sent the wrong message.
真係好奇怪，我朋友同我一樣都係26歲，但係因為佢個外表咧，就令人覺得佢年紀係好大。
Our appearance seems to be so important. We use it to judge others.
我哋個外表咧，似乎係好重要。咁我哋係憑外表咧去判斷其他人。
Our appearance seems so important. We use it to almost like we're trying to figure out.Someone's character or even their capabilities.
我哋係用人嘅外表咧去諗人哋個性格係點，甚至係佢能力係點。
And as in the case of my friend John, just because he looked a little bit older, they thought that he was a pastor. But we know that throughout the Bible, that appearances cannot be our method of judgment.
好似我朋友 John 咁咧，因為佢個年紀望落去。望落去个样好似系年纪大咗咁咧，啲人当佢系牧师，但系圣经唔系咁教导我哋噶，我哋系唔应该用人嘅外表去判断佢究竟个人系点。
So let's look again at these verses that I want us to concentrate on. I'll just read it in English and it will come in Chinese again. First Peter Chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God, and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
今日的经文里面，彼得前书二章四至五节那里这样说，主乃活石，是人所弃的，但是被神所拣选所宝贵的。你们也一样，也是神所拣选的宝贵的活石。
So we have to look at least the first point, and I think I would love to concentrate on this point, that Jesus is the living stone. And what does that mean for us?
首先我想集中讲的就是耶稣就是活石，究竟是为什么呢？
It's honestly a very curious way to call God or address this title for God. There are even common names that we usually hear. Not usually do we hear the name the living stone.
其实称呼主耶稣为活石呢，这个名字都挺奇怪的。一般来讲我们就是说主耶稣啦，名字不是用这个的。
So some of the common names I think we are very, very used to are a few of them here. Lord, and maybe another one is Savior or Messiah. And maybe one that we will often hear very soon in April, in Easter time, it'll be Lamb of God.
一般来讲我们称主耶稣啦，我主啦，我的救主啦。咁啊，复活节四月嘅时候咧，咁你会成日听到系上帝嘅羔羊啦。
And we know that each of these titles have some purpose, some significant characteristic that helps us further understand who Jesus is.
其实每一个称呼咧，你都知道当中系包含系讲述主耶稣嗰个属性嘅，系令我哋更加明白佢嘅属性。
So when we use the word Lord, I think all of us sort of have that understanding that we're trying to say that Jesus is the master of our lives. He is the head of our household. He is the Lord of all things.
当我们称主耶稣为主的时候，很自然呢，我们就是尊称他是这个殿的主人，是所有万物的主。
Or if we use the title of Savior or Messiah, I think we all have this understanding that we say it so that we understand that Jesus, he saves us, that he protects us, and he brings us out of darkness.
当我们称主耶稣为我们的救主或者弥赛亚的时候，我们就是承认他是拯救我们，保守我们，将我们由黑暗中带去光明。
And with the title Lamb of God, perhaps this is the one that's less known to you, but we call Jesus the Lamb of God because he, Jesus, is the sacrificial lamb that has died and paid for all of our sins.
称呼他是为神的羔羊呢，或者这个称呼不是那么普遍，但其实呢，就是说他是因为我们的罪而牺牲。
There's many, many more names that we can go through, but those are just the ones that give you this feeling that, huh, Jesus, the living stone, that's honestly something that we don't normally call Jesus as.
其实还有很多不同的称呼的，但是我们今天讲的呢，就是主耶稣就是活石，究竟是怎样的呢？
Well, what are the implications? I think on the very surface level here, we all understand that to be the stone, he is our support. He is our foundation. He is our beginning. He is our end. He is the one that lifts us up, and he is the one that sustains us.
点解叫佢做活石呢？咁其实咧，佢系我哋嘅支柱，佢系我哋嘅基础，佢系我哋嘅开始，亦都系我哋嘅终结。佢一直都系保守我哋。
And I think the word of that he sustains us, that's a really important one because, very often I hear people jokingly say or hear or in passing by, they'll say things like, oh, Justin, I just really, really needed my coffee this morning for me to wake up. Oh, without my coffee, I just can't even roll out of bed.
怎样为之保守呢？很多时候会听到，或者是讲笑， 哇，唔得啦，唔得啦，我真系擘唔大只眼啦，我好需要杯咖啡。
And there are times where I hear people say, "Oh, Justin, I just finished a long 12-hour shift. I just need to go home and recharge." And for me, that means watching a lot of Korean drama.
又或者咧系啊，唔得啦，唔得啦，我好辛苦啊！我连续直踩咗12个钟头开工，我要翻屋企叉电啊！咁其实佢讲嘅叉电嘅意思咧，就系翻去煲剧、煲韩剧啊咁。
Or sometimes when it comes to the youth or anyone in the younger generation, they'll definitely say, "Oh, I just can't wait until I finish school, until I can finish university. Then I could be a person, be someone that's recharged, with someone that has a life."
又或者嗰啲年轻啲嘅咧，就会话：，唉，最好我就快啲毕业啊，离开学校。咁咧，我就快啲系啊，做一个人，我有翻个真正嘅生活啦。
I think many of us, myself included, we often say things that would recharge us or rejuvenate us when we are tired. Maybe jokingly, but overall, we commonly see things that support us as the tangible and the physical things that would revive us.
我想我们很多人包括我自己在内很多时候都说不行了我很累我要充电找一些东西来帮我恢复精力。但是我们通常所指的就是一些实物。
And if we do this long enough, there's an issue. Even if it's just jokingly saying these things. If we do this long enough, we will never realize...Or we will never mature to the point that we really need to rely on Jesus Christ, our foundation.
但是如果我们成日都是这样想、这样讲的时候，即使只是讲笑呢，那呢就有问题了。因为我们如果是这样想的呢，我们就不会是将自己交托给主耶稣。
When we are tired, we actually never go to Jesus.
我们累的时候，我们根本不会去主耶稣那里。
When we are heartbroken, we never go to Jesus.
我们伤心的时候也都不会去到主耶稣面前。
When we have family problems, we will never go to Jesus.
我们家里有问题，我们都不会去主耶稣那里。
And the same thing applies to when we have success. When we have successes in life and our victories, we will never go to Jesus.
同样我们生活里面遇到成功的事的时候也都不会去主耶稣面前。
When we're enjoying the good times, we will never go to Jesus.
我们有喜乐有开心的时候也都不会去他面前。
Why would we? We haven't made him the center of our lives. We haven't made him the spiritual battery that flows inside our soul.Why would we ever go to him when we're always relying on the tangible, physical things of this world?
点解我哋唔会去到佢面前呢？因为我哋冇将佢当作我哋灵命上嘅电池。咁我哋根本咧就唔记得咗佢，根本就系无论发生咩事都唔会去佢面前。
It's a serious thing. We have to see Jesus as the living stone.
这个话题其实是很严肃的，我们是要认清楚耶稣是我们的活石。
Last year, I went to Thailand with a bunch of wonderful people. wonderful, wonderful people. The team was great. We went to Thailand, and every morning and every night, we come to Christ, we come to God in prayer.And in thankfulness.
去年我同一班好好嘅团队去到泰国嗰度做短宣，我哋喺嗰度每日咧都系由祷告由敬拜由灵修开始。
We wake up early in the morning. We join up with the other Thailand Christians.We sit in a circle. We pray. We share devotions. We have breakfast together. We start our day depending on God.
每朝一早起身咧，我哋就同埋其他去到泰国短宣嘅其他教会嘅团队，我哋一齐祈祷，一齐敬拜，一齐灵修。我哋系完全系依靠主耶稣作为我哋嘅开始。
At the end of the day, our team would meet up, and we would try and go through all the things that had happened in the day, and we pray about them. We look forward to the next day, and we just thank God of all the blessings that He has showered upon us during our time there.
每一日完结嘅时候咧，我哋同样亦都系聚埋一齐，一齐祷告，一齐去思索，去检讨当日发生嘅事。同埋我哋系一齐感恩神赐俾我哋嘅福分嘅恩典。
We honestly have to see Jesus as the source. I'm a foodie, so I would like to say this: Jesus needs to be our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
我哋要清清楚楚去明白到主耶稣系我哋嘅系一切嘅源头。咁我好中意食嘢噶，咁所以我就用咁嘅比喻。我话主耶稣系我哋嘅早餐，系我哋嘅午餐，亦都系我哋嘅晚餐。
I want you to think of it like that. I want to ask you: Is Jesus your breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
我希望你哋都系咁样谂，主耶稣系我哋嘅早餐、午餐同埋晚餐。
Maybe for you, you're Chinese, so you'll want to say he is your yum cha, and he's your, and he's I don't know. I'm embarrassing myself right now. My Chinese is not there.
咁啊，我哋中国人咧可以话，我哋饮茶咁都系通嘅。
We have to see that it begins with him and it ends with him.
我哋一切系由主耶稣开始，一切亦都系喺佢嗰度结束。
What's really funny is that although I'm saying all these things, the scripture says that Jesus, the living stone, he was what?He was rejected by humans.
虽然我系咁讲咗啊，但系经文入边点话？经文话主耶稣佢呢个活石咧系被人所弃嘅。
Well, what did it mean to reject the living stone?
乜嘢叫做活石被人所弃咧
？Well, let's think back to Jesus' time. Over 2,000 years ago, we have to think about what it was like for the ancient builders or engineers.To build homes or temples.
咁我哋要睇翻二千年前喺主耶稣嘅时代嘅时候，咁嗰啲人佢哋啲工程师咧起屋或者系起殿堂，究竟系点嘅咧
？And so the builders and the engineers they have to carefully look at the resources. So these building blocks, they have to see if the stones are carefully cut so that they are exactly what.They are looking for in order to build a structure that is structurally sound.
咁嗰啲工程师咧就要好小心咁样检视佢哋嘅材料啦。例如嗰啲建造嘅基础嗰啲石啊，咁咧每一块咧佢哋都要好小心咁样去检查，睇下佢哋系咪适合嘅。
So the builders would inspect every stone. They would look at every building stone and they would see, is this perfect?If there's any blemishes in this stone, they would have to reject this stone and obviously not build with it, lest the building could collapse one day.
每一塊用嚟建築呢啲建築物嘅石咧，佢哋都會好小心咁樣去檢查，究竟係咪完美嘅咧？有冇瑕疵咧？如果係唔啱嘅咧，佢哋就會係拒絕去用呢啲石嘅。
So the Pharisees.The Pharisees look at Jesus, but do they see the Son of God? When the Pharisees look at Jesus, do they see the perfect living stone?
当啲法利赛人望住耶稣嘅时候，佢哋系咪见到神嘅儿子咧？或者法利赛人望住佢嘅时候，系咪见到呢个系完美嘅活石咧
？No, they don't.They saw a carpenter who's a son of another carpenter, and they saw a person that spent a lot of time with sinners and tax collectors. They saw someone who who did not have a formal priestly training.
那些法利賽人見到的呢, 只是一個木匠生出來的兒子, 都是木匠, 一個普通的人, 這個普通的人呢, 還要是經常跟罪人呢, 跟那些稅利走在一起的, 這個人也沒有接受過正式的神學的訓練。
The appearance of Jesus is what caused the Pharisees to reject him, for them to prejudge Jesus in thinking that he's not the Son of God.
因为耶稣的外表, 法利赛人呢, 就是拒绝他, 觉得他不是神的儿子。
Which is so funny, it's so sad, that the Son of God in flesh was right under their noses, but the Pharisees rejected him.
这是一个很悲哀的事实。 神的儿子站在法利赛人面前, 但是他们是不认他, 不接受他。
Just like my friend John, who based on his appearance alone, people just judge him and think that he is someone who he's not.
就好像我朋友John那样, 因为他的外表问题, 他们就当了他是一个很老的人。
How often do we actually do that ourselves? How often do we judge others quickly? And then we pass opportunities, we give up possible resources just because they don't fit our expectations.
那问回我们自己, 我们是不是也是这样经常, 因为人的外表, 去判断对方是一个怎样的人, 而忽略了很多他内在的东西呢?
What if I was not that fitting image of a pastor that you grew up with?
如果我的样子不像你一向所认识的牧师或者传道人, 那怎么呢?
What if my hair was dyed, I don't know, purple? And what if Pastor Anthony, what if he rode a motorcycle to church? Would that somehow discredit us from who we are, called by God, based on our appearance alone?
如果我把我的头发染了紫色, 又或者罗牧师踩着个电单车来到教会, 那你又会不会觉得不是不是的, 你怎么做牧师的? 你会不会这么想?
I honestly think that if my hair was purple, and if Pastor Anthony did drive a motorcycle, that it would turn a few heads, that I think it would raise a few eyebrows, that it would ruffle some feathers for some people.
我想过如果我真的把我的头发染到紫色, 或者是罗牧师是拿着个电单车回来教会呢, 会有人真的望多两眼, 或者搞错, 可能他们会这么想的。
Did you know that in this age, there's a lot of Chinese churches that are employing Caucasian pastors?
你知不知道, 今时今日呢, 有很多中国人的教会呢, 是请老番牧师。
Did you know that I could think of a few Chinese churches who are employing black pastors or Punjabi pastors? What would you think if we had one of those here?
我都知道有些华人教会呢, 是有黑人牧师或者是印度籍的牧师。 那假如, 我们教会都是这样, 那你又怎么看呢?
Right, there's a problem when we use our expectations and we start to filter out and reject the ideas of God.
当我们用我们个人主观愿望去看的时候呢, 我们很自然就会排斥了一些不是我们心里面想的东西。
When you go on missions trips, do you only consider places that you find comfortable and convenient to you?
当你被呼召去短宣的时候, 你心里面是不是只是想着一些你熟知的地方或者你认为舒服方便的地方呢?
What if God calls out to you, speaking to you, saying to you, you have to go to a place where you might have to learn a new language? Would you listen to that and think, you know, it doesn't fit my expectation, so I'm just going to consider what I've always done in my life?
假如神呼召你去一个地方做短宣，但是那个地方的文字语文你是不识的，你要由头学过的，你会怎样？你会不会说想过先都是不好了，因为我不识的。
Throughout the Bible, God calls his people to do tremendous things outside of their normal expectations, outside their routine, and outside of their comfort. God calls people to faith. And I bet you, 100 out of 100 times, faith will require you to risk something.
我们在圣经里面看到很多关于神呼召人去做事的地方，做工的地方，很多都是可以说 100% 都不是这些人所想所习惯的，是需要我们去放低我们自己一些东西去冒险的。
It's something to really think about, because I might have heard a long time ago from some people, they say things like, you should believe in Jesus because it'll cost you nothing.
我成日都听到有人传福音嗰阵时讲话，你要信耶稣啊，因为咧系不费分文嘅。
I think that's wrong because it will cost you something. It will cost you a lot.
我觉得系唔啱嘅，其实咧系需要你付出代价嘅。
It will cost you this the risk. It will ask you to take the leap of faith, which really means you cannot see.With clear certainty of what you're doing, but you just have to have the faith, and that requires risk.
你付出个代价咧，就系你凭信心踏只脚出去。你有啲嘢系要放弃，系要牺牲嘅。
As we continue with these verses, and this will be the last area I'll concentrate on, it says.You like living stones, we are being built into a spiritual house.
就好似活石咁，我哋系神所拣选嘅活石，系建造喺一个灵嘅殿入边。
So what does this mean? I think very clearly we could see that the first thing that if we are believers and if we have accepted Jesus into our hearts, just like how I mentioned.To the kids just now, you have the great purpose of being like living stones as well.
咁究竟系点解咧？等于我头先同小朋友祈祷嘅时候，我已经提过，当你系成为呢个活石嘅时候咧，你就系建造呢个灵殿嘅一部分。
But obviously, the second implication is that if you have yet to become a believer and yet to accept Jesus into your heart.Or if you're someone that has been coming to this church really long time and not really taking things seriously, this is your chance to be connected, to be a part of a spiritual house.
但假如你是未信，但是你是成日都是回来这里教会是做崇拜的时候呢，但是你又好像跟这个教会没什么关系的呢，这个就是你的机会。
And it's absolutely important because when we come together as believers, we make something so amazing, so cherished, so loved by God that His Son was willing to die on the cross for it.
一个好重要嘅咧，就系我哋作为信徒嚟到教会，翻到嚟神嘅地方，我哋系。这个是一个是彼此相爱彼此相交的地方，是神所喜悦的，是值得他的仔主耶稣是为我们牺牲的。
Let me tell you, we have to build this church. We have small groups, we have fellowship groups, we have Bible study groups and prayer meetings. We need more and more workers.
我们教会里面有很多小组啦，团契啦，唔同嘅查经班啊，祈祷嘅会咁啦，我哋系需要好多好多嘅同工。
By coming together, we give each other accountability. By coming together, we are a people that we work towards the same goal for outreach, for evangelism, for building each other up.
我哋一齐同心互相效力咧，系帮助系令到可以去好地去传福音啦，同埋咧系互相建立。
It is my vision and my dream to see these verses come to life. The verses of we are being built into a spiritual house.
我嘅意象同埋我嘅理想咧，就系好似经文入边所讲。我哋系建造呢一个灵殿嘅活石。
And I don't want to say that we come together to build these actual physical walls that we call the church building. I don't care about the church building. The church building doesn't magically go to heaven with us when we pass away. The people, we are the ones that go to heaven at the very end, not the church building.
我想指出嘅咧，就系我唔系讲我哋教会嗰个建筑物本身，而系我哋作为人，将来我哋离开呢个世界上天堂嘅时候，教会嘅建筑物唔会同我哋上天堂，我哋系人，我哋弟兄姊妹一齐喺天堂嗰度。
And the best way to come together for that, lastly, I lied about that one being the last point. This is the last point. I really need to finish on this. That these are just the next verses that were not said in the scripture reading. The very next verse says, for in scripture it says, I see, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious, what? Cornerstone. And the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
剛才我講嗰段呢，我提過話係最後一段，其實唔係嘅，我漏咗。而家呢一段先係最後。喺經文入邊呢，二章六節咁樣講：看啊，我把所揀選、所寶貴嘅房角石安放在石安，信靠他的人必不至於羞愧。
And I think you could see the imagery. It's quite plain and obvious to you that we come together as the spiritual house, but of course Jesus is our foundation. He is that cornerstone, that essential piece that we rest everything upon.
我相信你哋可以系谂到，我哋嚟到呢个灵属灵嘅殿入边咧，耶稣咧就系我哋嘅房角石，系我哋嘅根基，系我哋嘅基石。
And so, what kind of illustration can I use for this? And I think all of us have seen or played the game of Jenga, and I think that if you were playing Jenga, you would know that the bottom pieces of the tower is probably the pieces that you shouldn't really be messing around with. And the fact that if you were to ever bring those bottom pieces anywhere with any movement, like if you were to bring the whole thing all together, the whole structure moves with it.
一個很簡單的比例呢，就是有個遊戲叫做 Jenga， 相信大家都玩過，中文好像是叫做重重搭，是一些很細細塊木仔呢，你就一路搭高它，你中間又拔一塊出來又加高它，但是我們知道呢，最不可以碰的呢，就是個底層那一塊，因為呢，如果你拔了它出來呢，上面那些呢，就跟著是會倒的，很容易。
And so I think you know that wherever Jesus goes, because he is the cornerstone, no matter where he leads us, no matter where he guides us, we have to follow him. Because if you can imagine, if the rest of the blocks, if we don't follow Jesus, the church is going to collapse.
咁我哋知道耶稣系我哋嘅基石，咁主耶稣去边度咧，我哋都系要去跟随佢。但系如果你唔系咁做嘅话咧，就好似我头先讲嗰个比喻咁。那個根基在這裡，但是呢，你走這邊呢，這樣整個教會就會倒的。
It's incredibly heartbreaking to watch or to witness a church build itself without the foundation of God. Have you seen that before?
你有沒有見過一些教會建立的根基就不是在神的說話那裡，是令人很心痛的。
Have you ever seen that in your life? Because I have. Let me share you what that might look like. It looks like a church where pastors where the pastors put pride above repentance.
我係見過有咁嘅教會嘅，係點嘅咧？咁嗰啲教會咧，嗰啲教牧啊，啲牧師咧，係將佢個人嘅榮辱、佢嘅面子係擺喺悔罪悔過之上。
A church that does not put Jesus as the cornerstone will start to treat attendance checklists way more important than the true fellowship.
一個冇神作為基石嘅教會咧，佢哋關注嘅咧就係出席崇拜嘅人數，而唔係信徒嘅真正嘅彼此相交。
And a church that never puts Jesus as its foundation, as its source, and as the pillars of its spiritual growth, it's a church where the leaders, well, they never mature.
一间教会唔系将神当作佢嘅根基、佢嘅基础、佢嘅支柱嘅话咧，嗰啲教会嘅牧者咧，佢系喺灵命上面系永远唔会成熟、唔会长进。
A church like that, it will not last. It will not be faithful to the end. It will soon collapse. And if it does, I hope you don't scream Jenga, because that would be absolutely inappropriate. And I hope it just breaks your heart, because that was another group of people that built their faith on the wrong thing.
一间咁嘅教会咧，系冇办法做到好似我哋个主题讲话忠主至忠，咁样嘅教会咧真系会冧噶。我希望你唔会见到一间咁样嘅教会。
Let us be a church that puts faith above all else. Let us be a church that puts true fellowship above our checklists and routines. Let us be a church that puts Jesus back in the center.
让我们的教会是以忠心为首，将真正的信徒的彼此相爱、彼此相交放在所有东西之先，还有是以主耶稣作为我们的忠心。
Let's pray.
我们来一个祷告。